Good Wednesday. Today is March the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we were out at Commodity Classic a week ago, and I caught up with top leadership in the commodity organizations, including Philip Good, who currently serves as chairman of the United Soybean Board, and Brett Gatton, who's vice chair. Both these gentlemen will share some of the insights they have as the commodity group manages your checkoff dollars. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Philip Good. We are at Commodity Classic, and Philip is chairman of the United Soybean Board. Philip, thanks so much for your time. You've had a really busy couple days with everything that goes on with Commodity Classic, but even before that, just a week or so ago, you guys had your big board planning meeting for the year. I guess let's talk a little bit about the work of USB and some of the big things you guys are looking for as you allocate dollars towards projects this year.
Sure. Well, we had the great opportunity to gather last week in New Orleans. The board, 77 of us, are farmer leaders. They truly are leaders. Volunteers coming together, working in work groups that are divided between different areas that we think are extremely important, both on the supply side and the demand side, have a new work group looking just specifically at exports. We're all realizing the importance of demand, the importance of exports, of getting our product to where it needs to go. Demand is extremely important. And then, you know, we're involved in research, education, and promotion. We're looking at the communication side as well, of getting that out both to the 500,000 farmers, of trying to bring value to them, letting them know what we're doing on their behalf, so they realize the value and the return to their checkoff dollar. And so one of the things I'm excited to talk about is the $12.30 return that they're getting for every dollar that they're getting in the checkoff. And so that was a great study and great information, and the ripple effect that return is actually giving for communities, GDP, tax revenues. It's truly a ripple effect.
Absolutely. I think anytime somebody could trade you a dollar for $12.30 back, they'd take that deal every time. And it's not just that money is coming back, but it's in the way that it's coming back, and it's long-term investments that are really being made.
So we're having tough conversations. Some of those revolve around where we find ourselves in this current economy with higher input costs, looking at really tight returns. So trying to find efficiencies. We're looking for efficiencies. We have been for the last couple of years at the USB, but also seeing what we can do to get a greater return. So really having some tough discussions, having to make some cuts, doing what we can. Really curious what this next year is going to bring. But Commodity Classic is a celebration of getting together, having conversations with our other commodity groups. Our equipment manufacturers were here all together in one trade area here in the trade show, and just really starting to get spring fever, ready to go back to the farm and roll out the planters, getting that dirt going again and planting and looking forward to another year.
Absolutely. What should make folks feel better knowing that, again, it's a group of volunteer farmers that make up those boards that are deciding how those funds are then spent. You mentioned education, such an important component. And as you look around Commodity Classic here, so much of the display really helps educate folks on how soybeans are used.
Yes. So in our booth, we've got displays, and we're talking about food, fuel, and sustainable production. And so we are able to do all that at the same time. I think one of the things that excite me the most is we've had some conversations here on our stage, a presentation about high oleic soybeans in dairy rations. That is just something that the potential is there. I've talked to some farmers in their areas where, yes, their high oleic soybeans are going to dairy feed rations. So the importance of how those whole soybeans are roasted, looking at some of the research on that to get the greatest feed efficiency for those dairy cows. But when you think about that, there is potentially 8 million dairy cows out there, each of them consuming, an acre's worth of production in a year. That means that there could be potentially out there 8 million acres of high oleic soybeans just in the dairy industry. So that's something that's exciting us, along with innovations in different areas, whether it be, of course, our PFAS challenge with those, those eternal chemicals, with soy foam being a solution for that. Just a lot of really cool things and innovation. Our booth, the theme there is soy much more. So one of the things that's coming, and I'll let a little out, that's really exciting, is thinking about in the medical realm some patchwork / stuff that could be there for skin healing and different things. There's just so much in that soybean that we are still uncovering and discovering a lot of its use potential and innovation.
It's great to hear that those checkoff dollars really going to help with that innovative research and bringing solutions to life. My guest again today is Philip Good. Philip currently serving as chairman of the United Soybean Board. Thanks so much for the update and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
I'm joined today by Brent Gatton. He is vice chair of the United Soybean Board. We are at Commodity Classic out in Denver, Colorado. Brent, a great show and a lot of great things going on with soybeans and some innovative uses out there. You guys are highlighting some at the show today. Maybe tell us a little bit about some of the neat things that excite you with that innovation.
Tell you what, it's amazing of what the foresight of a lot of the farmers. We are a board of 77 directors that make up the United Soybean Board that are split out across three different priority areas. Innovation, technology, infrastructure, connectivity, and health and nutrition. And when I think about the innovation side of things, it's just amazing to me what all the checkoffs been able to invest in to be able to find the new uses for our product. So whenever I think about it, you know, you look at anything from the partnership we've had with Goodyear Tires, mm-hmm. Skecher Tennis Shoes, Sinlon Turf. You know, I personally installed some Sinlon Turf at my house, but put a little putting green in because we got to on a mission trip that we had to San Diego one time. We had a USB meeting there, and they took us and they were taking us to some high traffic areas at the San Diego Zoo. Well, they talked about that was such a neat product because that was a bio-based product and how it separated them from their competitors because they were actually one of the only companies in the United States that produces something like that. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that, that's great that we've had those type of partnerships. And now one of the main hot topics that we have right now is the soy foam that we're introducing. You know, that doesn't have the forever chemicals that some of the other products that firefighters have been accustomed to, and we're really trying to make a good push out to educate the individuals about what soy foam is. You know, it's a bio-based product that's actually going to eat up about 12 million bushels from U.S. producers.
Let's talk a little bit now, maybe a little bit different direction. You know, you guys don't have bricks and mortar, but there's a lot of things you can do to help with infrastructure with checkoff dollars. And that's so important, getting the product from the farm to the customers. Talk a little bit about some of the developments there.
It's really neat. I tell you what, when you think about the infrastructure, you know, of how we actually get our product to our consumers. You know, a few years ago, we were able to invest in the Port of Grays Harbor. We were actually doing some infrastructure studies and things like that to show what the need was in that part of the world on the West Coast there. And we've been able to double the meal exports coming out of that port. Think about one of the champion stories that we really like to tell is the dredging of the Mississippi. You know, that's able to save 13 cents a bushel by being able to get those vessels farther up the channel there to be able to load those ships heavier to be able to get our products to market, you know. So when I think about what we've been able to invest in, it's totally amazing. And I tell you what, I like for farmers to understand that for every dollar, we had the most recent return on investment study was by Dr. Kaiser from Cornell University that he presented to our board in December. For every dollar a farmer has spent, we've got a return in $12.30. So that's a great return on investment. And a lot of these investments, you know, take several years to be able to build these markets. You know, you look at the animal industry, you know, they consume 97% of our meal that we produce here in the States, you know. And when you think about exports, you know, we have a new export committee now that's really focusing on what that demand looks like and where we can actually invest the right dollars and the right strategically in the right different markets. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at that, I'd say we're probably spending 40-something% of our budget is in the export market, and probably 60-something% is in the domestic side of things.
Interesting. Well, it's nice to see that return come back because those are real dollars, but they're real dollars over a long period of time there. It's not a one and done, but it's things that keep giving back to to the farmers.
Yes, I think what I really look back, you know, what's neat about the Commodity Classic being here, we actually have the past chairs starting all the way back from 1991, and it's amazing to hear these individuals talk about what all they did to get the checkoff implemented. You know, I really thank those individuals because it has really allowed us to, for farmers to be empowered to be able to be on the cutting edge of agriculture, to be able to take our own dollars and invest in what we believe in, to be able to push our product, push our messaging. You know, we invest dollars in research, education, and promotion, and I'm very thankful to be a part of it, and it's just a great network and a group of farmers to work with. We are truly a farmer-led organization.
Great information. My guest again today is Brent Gatton. He is currently serving as vice chair of the United Soybean Board. Thanks so much for the update. Have a great day, Brent.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.